what it is.
This is
the Macho Man Randy Savage.
And this is
Hard Factor. And there is no one that does it better.
Right now, yeah.
Nobody does it better.
I ain't repeating myself. Go ahead, tell me something right now.
Yeah, and I'm living in a nightmare. And
I'm not a racist. And I'm always cheering.
Oh, yeah.
Episode 1359 of Hard Factor. It is Monday, December 18th, 2023. Thank you for cheating on the news with us. 80% accuracy guaranteed on this podcast. Subscribe, like, and set to auto download if you don't mind. Today, we are back on Spotify video. Okay. So,
yeah. So
please watch on Spotify video. It's just Wes and I. It's the W's today. We're bringing you an XXL lineup for, you know, the return to your work week. And don't worry, four-man shows are coming back after the holidays, but we're all taking some, you know, personal time with the family, taking some turns here for the next few weeks. So you got the W's today. We haven't done this on the main pod yet, but we have done a Patreon.
Oh, yeah.
And
we're old experts at the two-man here.
Yeah. That one ended up mostly about food, as I recall, right? Like,
yeah, you get two fat guys talking, eventually it leads to food.
You know? Right. We talked a lot of recipes, so you might be in store for some bonus recipes today. You never know. But we have some insane shit to talk about. I know I've got a lot of crazy stories. Wes, what do you have?
Listen, I got serial killers. I got resurrecting the dead. I've got sex in the Senate. And I've got... Oh. Dolphins might have a new way to fuck humans.
Really?
Yeah.
I know they've been looking for that. Sex in the Senate. Now that one is spicy. I'm excited to see. Also, look at this. Look at this in the live chat. Josh on Twitter says the W show. Let's go. We can see your Twitter live comments now. All right. Let's go.
Lots of live viewers right now too. Do they think PFT's coming or something?
They must. Something like that. Or it's just the W's, you know, W's really, you know, we move the needle. Right.
Yeah. Bring the boys. People need to get
those bonus recipes. Well, Wes, that sounds fantastic. I can't wait to hear some of that. Yeah. I've got some Vikingism. Have you ever heard of Vikingism? It's a thing.
Is it just like rape?
Well, mostly, but we'll get into it. I've got whales helping with alien research, which sounds unbelievable, but it's true. Hot Florida chick smoking weed. Bradley Cooper's hatred of chairs. Talk about that a little bit. And Southwest Airlines just didn't know it, but they're going viral for just loving fat people. Like really, really looking out for them.
Yeah. If you've ever flown on Southwest, they clearly cater to fat people.
Really? I hadn't known that. But now I do.
Their personalities, at least.
Like the ukulele concerts and whatnot. Yeah, like
fat jolly people love Southwest.
Yeah. Well, and plus if you're fat, you can sit in the aisle and like hope that it scares people to not come into your aisle. True. But it turns out you actually don't even have to do that if you're fat on Southwest. And we'll get into it. But that's what we're talking about. Wes, how's the hottest listener contest going?
Listen, I do have a few submissions. Got a few more submissions. So again, if you want to submit either hottest or ugliest listener to hardfactorwes@gmail.com, we've got a few now. I believe there is a front runner in both categories.
Okay.
So I'm not gonna spoil it, but I don't know when the cutoff is, but I imagine we'll announce it sometime after the new year. So get your submissions in before you gain all the weight at Christmas. That would be wise of you.
So does this lead to some like a Stu Finer style blog where you're going to rate, you know, the top 10?
I can easily do that. I can do that on Patreon. I will make people hate me on Patreon. I don't know if I want to do it on the main show. I can get critical, you know, I'll be as nice as I can, but listen, there has to be a winner, right? What's a contest without a winner?
That's true. Yeah, that's true. It's a good point. Okay, well, good. I know that people, listeners have been asking me, they've been DMing me, like, how do I get in on this? Also, people want to know if there can be a cutest listener, you know, for kids, whatnot.
That well, might I don't want to judge your kids' judgment. Cuteness, to be honest with you. So
might be dicey on the judging.
All by right. myself, judging kids' cuteness doesn't sound good for the old West noggin.
Really?
I mean, it's a little creepy. Don't you think?
Yeah, a little bit.
Just me in my dark, bit. Me in my dark office judging kids' cuteness. Not for me. I don't think.
Okay. Well, but nonetheless, send your adult.
I go from masturbating to judging ugly, kids' cutenesses. No,
or thanks. Hot. To hardfactorwest@gmail.com if you want to enter the contest.
Yes, hardfactorwest@gmail.com. Please send them to me. And please, you know, write in the topic line what you're going for so I don't make a mistake and really insult you.
Yeah, no, yeah. That's good. Please do that. Thank you. And thank you. Please and thank you. But yeah, I think that's enough housekeeping, Wes. Do you want to just do the news or?
Yeah, I'm down. Do you want to? Yeah. You have potentially five. I've got the ad. What order would you like to go?
I think you should kick it off, man.
Okay.
Because like, yeah.
Well,
a little back and forth here.
Yeah. Since we don't have a three factor, I'm just going to do this.
Send in the car.
Beautiful.
All right. First up, we're going to do serial killers. This is Richard Bradley Jr. And I was supposed to ask you what he's in jail for, but I ruined that. He is a serial killer. You get a good look at him. Here he is.
Yeah.
He's kind of smirking. He's like, hey, I'm a serial killer.
He's got the look of a, you know, like of a overconfident serial killer. Like he's way too confident in his plan.
One eye squinting, smaller than the other, white guy. Pale. Yeah. He fits the bill.
Yeah. We're talking about a serial killer here, and a live comment from Pudgy Walsh says, that hoodie is offensive. I'm going to cancel you. Well, that's Chief Two Guns. Okay. He's the Blackfoot tribe. All right.
Yeah.
Pudgy Walsh is also telling me my goatee looks like I chugged orange juice, buddy. I mean, yeah, that's because I bleach it. So anyways, back to the serial killer, Wes. I'm sorry.
It's okay. If Pudgy has any more comments to, you know, throw them in. Okay. So, he's hailing from Washington State. He has four kills on his blood-soaked resume of evil. The New York Post article says that he was initially charged back in May of 2021 for killing and burying 44-year-old Brandy Blake. Here she is, sweet-looking girl, unfortunately died at the hands of this monster. He buried her in some game farm park in Auburn, and he's been sitting in prison for 2.5 years for that murder. But in the last 2 weeks, I guess while exhuming her body, authorities found nearby her body, the remains of three other people, which were identified as 36-year-old Emilio Maturin, Michael Goman, 59, and Goman's 31-year-old son, Vance Lakey. Now, he's also been charged with these three murders. But I'll tell you what.
So that was just his cemetery. He was like, he had a personal cemetery. He was dumping.
He had a cemetery and he had a plan, which... thankfully, good thing for us, Will, if we lived in this part of Washington during his time of terror, we would probably be dead too if he came across us because
he kills fat guys.
Well, no, he doesn't kill fat guys. He kills greedy people looking to get rich quick. And
shit.
Yeah. So what he would do is he would lure his victims to the woods and kill them with a tactic that would have worked on me for sure. And that is, he told them he found some buried treasure, gold to be exact, and needed help digging it up. So he's like, hey, I need your help, pal. I got some gold in the woods and I need you to help dig it up. And if you do, I'll give you some. You like some gold? And we would have been like, yeah, where is it? Let's go.
This works, Wes. As you know, I went out prospecting for gold a couple of years ago with some people that were like, hey, we think we found some. We think we got a plot out here. And it turned out, didn't get murdered, luckily, just made some great friends and did some backbreaking labor. Didn't get any gold out of it, but, you know, I got lucky. Yeah.
Yeah. Remember that guy that the homeless guy I drove around? He wanted to take me to the river. He wanted to take me to the river and that was when I stopped working for him because I was certain that my life ended at the river.
It could. Yeah.
Yeah. And for these people, unfortunately, it ended at the fake gold. So
prospecting claim. Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah. Yeah. So what's weird about this is that each of these victims had come into some kind of substantial amount of money. So I think the woman had just won 20 grand at a casino. On the other people, the same thing, whether it was an inheritance or whatever. But he knew that they had came into money. And I guess feeding on that, he's like, you know, when people get a little taste, he was like, hey, you want to help me find some gold? And they were like, geez, I am lucky. I just won 20,000 casino. Now this guy wants me to help him find some buried gold. This is my lucky week. And then shovel to the head, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In hindsight, you really could see it coming. But then, you know, the promise of gold, there's like, is it called gold fever that you get? It's like a,
it's gold fever.
You think that you're about to be a billionaire. It's like buying, when somebody tells you that they have a claim that you can get in, it's like you feel like you have a winning lottery ticket.
Oh yeah, all those idiots on like Bering Sea Gold or the Alaskan show, they're all convinced they're going to be millionaires, and they would follow that guy anywhere. That guy in that show, that big bald fat guy, he could have killed everyone in one night, no problem, and everyone up there would be dead. But yeah, so this is how he did it. And it's kind of, you know, it would have worked way more had he not gotten caught, because the way he got caught was he would steal all their shit. He would steal their possessions. He would steal their cars. And then, you know, the cars would get reported missing. Now, he was able to get away at one point. I guess Maturin was the first to vanish, and his girlfriend reported him missing back in 2019. And she said that she told the detectives she overheard Bradley telling Maturin that he needed help digging up some gold in Auburn. And then he killed him and he stole his BMW. Right. And he pocketed a bunch of heroin the guy had, $15,000 in cash.
So his thing in his mind, because he was a serial killer, he's like, these people are so greedy. I am like just in then like taking advantage of them for their greed, and then also just using all their shit once I kill them.
Yeah, he's like, there. Well, I mean, you know, once you kill someone, you can justify they don't need that stuff anymore pretty easily, right? Like, hey, they don't need that anymore. But he's killing him.
The justification in his mind for killing him is their greed. So it's like,
maybe, or he just thinks that he needs their money more than they do. It's probably, you know, I need it more than they do. I need it.
Okay,
it's just Bradley needs it.
How the tables turn. Look at this.
Yeah. So I guess it was the father's son. The woman, she won the casino, 20,000 at the casino. Anyway, he eluded police one time. They chased him and he got off, and then he was able to kill, I guess, more people. But again, he was in jail for this woman's murder. Now he's got three more murder charges. He's facing two counts of premeditated first degree murder, two counts of second degree murder, and a second degree arson, because I think he burned one of their cars after using it to try to, you know, get rid of the evidence. But I mean, thank God no one asks how I was in Washington, because I'd be in the ground right now.
Yeah, I mean, we would fall for that. I mean, both of us would have gotten got. We would have been easy targets. Luckily, I wouldn't have been trolling Craigslist. Where did he post the post? Like, to find
it? I think he would just go up. I don't know if he posted it on online. I think maybe he would just walk up to people at gas stations. You know, people that like, okay. or he would follow. Like, I think he followed the woman out of the casino, or he like kept. I don't know. He got word people came into this money, and then he would
struck out again, huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You want a sure bet?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fucked up,
man. So I mean, kind of, you know, it worked four times, luckily he's in jail, never to be released. But that's,
I'm glad they got that fucker.
That's old Richard Bradley Jr.
Yeah, well, we know why now. Pudgy Walsh says, that's my roommate. Yeah, we all know that, Pudgy. And I know you love us. We're kidding. We love you too. We're busting balls. Fat guys stick together, Pudgy.
That's right.
Okay, so from a tough one there, you know, sorry to the victims' families there, to a fun fact from regular Shane in our Discord server. You can join our Discord server by going to patreon.com/hardfactor and signing up. It's very fun. Lots of great members of the Hard Ohive in there, chopping it up all the time. Did you know that playing cards were designed during the reign of King Henry IV and that the kings on the cards are Charlemagne is the King of Hearts, David, King David is the King of Spades, Caesar is the King of Diamonds, and Alexander is the King of Clubs.
Who's the King of Diamonds?
Caesar from the Romans.
I used to play cards with my pops all the time, and the king with one, is what we used to call the King of Diamonds. Yeah, and he would be worth more than the other kings in some of the games we would play. The
king makes sense. Eye.
Yeah,
yeah, pretty cool, huh?
I didn't know that was Caesar. That. Yeah, yeah, that's cool.
Thanks for the fun fact, Shane. Also, you know, now that we can, this is a follow up on a fun fact about how the fact we can make glowing fish now. Why don't we just stock every single city pond with glowing fish? You know, like they have glowing fish, Wes. They've had them for like a couple years. Why wouldn't this be cool to have in every city?
Oh, it would be amazing. Like on like those like trail of lights walks that you do in like artsy cities where they have like light fixtures. Just have a pond with glowing fish and I'm going to go check it out.
Why is that not a thing yet? I mean, you don't even have to connect it to like real ponds if you're scared of like the, because it's carp or whatever. So I guess they'd be invasive glowing carp. But, you know, just like, you know, disconnecting from glowing fish ponds would be amazing. Like what?
Yeah, they look pretty cool. It's like those, the photoplankton in some of those like lagoons in like tropical areas. You swirl up the water and it swirls up the,
It's DIY. Bioluminescence.
So, bioluminescence, yes.
I don't know what this seems like a better like goal than a lot of our goals, I'll be honest with you. Right. Like
I'd much rather have that than a koi pond. You know, like the glowing fish pond, way cooler than a koi.
All pond. Night, it's just magical. You feel like you're an avatar. Anyways. Okay, fun fact number two. Did you know that Southwest Airlines will give you an extra seat, up to multiple extra seats, your whole row, for free if you're obese and flying on Southwest Airlines and let them know about it?
That's mighty kind of them.
Right?
Yeah.
Where bags and fat folds fly free, Wes.
I was joking, like, how many people are going to see their fat relatives for the first time in years because of this? Like, It's definitely
a game changer.
It sucks for fat people that never wanted to see their relatives because they're so fat. They're like, I can't fly, too expensive. I need two seats. Now they have no excuse. Now they got to get their fat asses to the party and let everyone see them and see what they've been up to.
It's a revelation, man. So if you're 500 pounds, one ticket on Southwest is three tickets. So, what's nuts is that this policy called the customers of size policy has actually been around since the 1990s. And now it's getting more popularity because TikTok influencers are pushing its use and like sort of showing how they use it. You can either buy extra tickets, like buy a whole row of seats or two seats next to each other up front and then get refunded for the extra seat that you're not actually using. It's just you need it because of your size later. Or you could just roll up to the ticket agent at the gate, like when everybody's waiting to get on the plane, and just tell them, hey, I'm too fat to sit in one seat. I need extra seats. And Southwest, by policy, has to give you what you want. Check out Kimmy Style on TikTok doing it in real time. Yeah.
Wait. Does that mean that you might potentially get bumped because some fat guy didn't plan ahead?
No. If it's a totally full flight, you would have had to get them in advance, I think.
Okay.
Or they'll offer you an extra ticket on the next flight.
Can you imagine how mad you would be?
Getting bumped for somebody's extra seat?
Sorry, this 500-pound fat guy needs to see his mom for the first time in 20 years. Right. You got to wait for the next flight.
Do I think it's never happened since the 90s, Wes? I think it's happened probably. Anyways, check out Kimmy Styled on TikTok. This is like the video that has everybody really interested. This is her doing it in real time at the gate.
Hi, it's okay. I'm hoping to use your customer of size policy.
Kimmy Styles
today.
Is huge.
Yeah. She needs to see. She needs to be extra.
Yes, I'm leaving. Yes. Thank you. Okay, thank you so much for your help.
Straight up, extra ticket for the seat right next to her.
May I have a seatbelt extender, please? Thank you very much. Thank you.
Hey, are you gonna sing today?
Got the ukuleles, and there it is. So she puts it on the seat next to her. Nobody can sit in that seat. Kimmy Styles has two seats for the price of one. Southwest.
Now, Kimmy Styles is fat, and she does and she is kind of creeping over in the next seat, but you could easily fit a child.
Look at this, Wes. Look at this, Wes. Look at that. Her leg is barely, I mean, she only has to put the divider up. Like she's not very much into that next seat. So
child could sit there. A child could sit there. No problem. She's taking a child seat now.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. They've even got a petition with 38,000 signatures going around to try and make the FAA force all American airline carriers to have the same policy as Southwest, using the hashtag body equality in travel. And like Wes said, and as a guy who can claim this for himself, I could claim this for myself for sure, but I'm also a parent who has to pay for seats for 3-year-old kids. Right. It is absolutely not hashtag body equality in travel. Like it's not. It just isn't. It's free seats for fat people.
Okay, that's so now, Will, what if you did use this and then you have your daughter or somebody with you? Do they then fly for free because you have that little thing on the seat next to you? Can they sit there? No, because
they can't sit in it either. Like if I was to get the whole row to myself because I'm like, oh, I'm so big that I need a whole row, I still have to get her a ticket for another seat, and then she could, you know.
Yeah, she got like bored, I guess
it could give us an extra seat in the row, and I'm not saying I wouldn't exploit it. I'm not above that, but it is not fair. It is not because like you don't get an extra seat for your pet, you don't get an extra seat for your medical equipment, all this stuff. You don't get an extra seat for it. You get an extra seat if you're too big to fit in one seat.
Right. Now to be fair to skinny people, because this is clearly an advantage to fat people, do you? Maybe they should start offering, like, if you're under a certain amount of pounds, a discount sit next to the fat people. Like you get half off if you're willing to be scrunched by a fat person.
Right. Intern Jackson would make a lot of money on that. He's like 6'7", 95 pounds. So he could sit next to any fat person.
I don't think Jackson's that tall. I think that was a myth.
Really, deceptively tall.
No, I think it's a myth. I think he's actually like normal sized. But
really? Anyway,
yeah. Okay. I know. I was disappointed when I found out how tall he was. I was like, what? I thought you were like 6'5". And he's like, no, I'm like 5'11", 6', something like that. Man. Yeah.
He just is so lanky, so skinny. He looks tall. Okay. Yeah. Well, maybe he can make money on that. Wes, I mean, are you going to do this next time you fly in Southwest? That's the real question, right? Is like every single person who could claim it going to start claiming it?
If I ever have to ask, once I get to the point where I have to ask for a seatbelt extender, that's when I might start doing this. So far, so good. I'm on the brink of that. Now, no one, sure. I certainly, at this point for me to do that, it would be a courtesy to someone else that wouldn't have to sit next to me, because sitting next to me is no like walk in the park at this point. Right. Still,
my shoulders are like if my upper body's wide enough where I need the extra space. Like it is uncomfortable to sit next to me. Right. So it's definitely like nice that nobody would have to, but
it's a courtesy to someone else that they wouldn't jam them into you at this point. Right. That's like the way you can justify it to yourself is, hey, I'm doing someone else a favor.
Doesn't this have to inflate the prices of other tickets, though? Like, just naturally by having this policy?
Of course it does. Yeah.
Yeah. Because, like, it has to.
Yeah.
There's no way.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it has to. So now normal people are going to pay more because fat people get free seats. Because
they're heavier. They take more jet fuel to move from one point A to point B. They're taking up more
luggage.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, it has to inflate the other ticket prices. Like it is not equality in travel. I'm sorry. It's
no.
As somebody who could claim it and probably will, I know I'm getting special treatment.
Wow. Maybe they just need to have fat planes, like specific flights where look, we know that you need to get from A to B. Here's your only shot. It's the fat flight, you know, lunchtime,
lunchtime
only.
Yeah. It's got a buffet at
11:30, serve you a meal.
Blimp.
Yeah, it's a lunchtime flight. I don't know. That's crazy, though. I mean, you know, listen, fat people got to get places too. And bus seats are not an option because bus seats are even more narrow than plane seats. So,
right. Oh, yeah, they have to get there quickly and with space. So I get it. But, you know, in New Zealand, they make you weigh in. And then if you're too heavy, they're like, you have to buy a second seat. That to me seems actually like more fair for like equality than what Southwest is doing. But I'll take advantage of it. I'm not going to. I mean,
Please do. Please do on your next flight. Go Southwest.
I never fly Southwest. But if I do, I'll definitely, I have to ask now to try it out. Cause like we've covered it. Like I need to see if it really works. I
can't stand waiting in those lines. Like the lines, like everyone's better than you in the A section. And they're all just giddy about the fucking, what the announcer is going to say and the jokes they're going to tell. And you know, like it's someone's birthday. Like we're flying Southwest cause it's my birthday and I want them to announce it over the loudspeaker.
Yeah, so take the power back, get a free seat.
Yeah.
Jeez. I'm thinking.
Well, see how that goes. See how long that lasts.
Yeah, I hope I get the test.
That's awesome. Okay. So we've covered on this show that dolphins will and have fucked humans in the wild before. Wasn't John McAfee talking with us about that? Wasn't he claiming that fucked by a dolphin or fucked?
No,
a
remember
or?
He got really mad at Pat for accusing him of having sex with a dolphin in front of his wife.
And, no, he got mad at Pat because he was asking him about the shit in the mouth fetish that he had.
I think it was a couple of times. One of them may have included sex with a marine mammal. Okay. But I mean, I think he's talked about it before. Or RIP. You know,
I know people have talked about it. And look, there's footage out here like this video of a dolphin. You can faintly hear the dolphin screeching in delight. This is a woman in Cuba who was basically just almost raped by a dolphin.
Humped by these dolphins. And that's like a photo op, right? Yeah, like you see her husband is like, he's like, oh, I'm getting cucked by a dolphin. It's hilarious. This is what you do in Cuba.
Hey, you train these dolphins to fuck my wife? That's awesome.
Nice. Yeah. You got to pay for that in the United States.
Hey, let me get a photo op of this dolphin fucking my wife. This is cool, man. So they, you know, they're very sexual animals. They have rather, you know, large penises. I mean, here's the picture of a dolphin penis. If it's popping up, I don't know if it is.
It's impressive. And then orcas, which are like their bigger cousins, have just absolutely massive, like human sized penises.
Yeah. Okay. Well now, as evolution sometimes does, evolution has given dolphins another way, to pleasure humans. And if you don't watch out, you might just get the shocker from a dolphin in the next 100 years or so. Check this out. A dolphin with, quote, deformed flippers, which I think is just the new evolution. Oh, wait, that's the penis again. Was spotted in the Gulf of Corinth.
Whoa. Now,
look at that thing. So the way I describe this, it kind of looks like a bottle opener that you see on like an old school can opener. One that hooks into the not the one like that you put the bottle through, but one that hooks in to the bottle and you pop it off. It's got like a hook kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. He could use it, but it's almost like a mitten too, like a hand. Like he's gonna.
Yeah, he could stick that up somewhere and then stimulate another area, right? Mm-hmm. It's like a thumb. It's like a you could perform a dolphin shocker on you.
You can do a lot with that.
Yeah. Here's another view. So he has it on both sides.
Whoa, and the other one's got like a pretty girthy thumb part. It's got like a few inches there. So
yeah. Yeah. I mean, he could flapper fuck you is what he could do. Yeah, he could. Yeah.
A dolphin could do that.
Yeah. So or they could just, you know, stick it in you and drag you to the bottom of the ocean if they wanted to. Just get dragged to the bottom of the ocean by your asshole by a dolphin. Now that's
once you're under the surface. Yeah, they're in charge. Yeah, whatever they want to do.
That's not fun. So this
I think that's why McAfee didn't want to talk about it. You know, because
he might have almost died.
You're probably not in control once you dip below the surface. You know what I mean? Like
no. Yeah. They do as they will with you once you're in the water.
Yeah.
So this new shocker flapper was seen on the striped dolphin, and there's around 1,300 striped dolphins in the Gulf of Corinth, which I guess is in the Mediterranean somewhere. And they say that the flipper probably formed in the womb, they say that it might be the expression of some rare and irregular genes that cropped up due to constant inbreeding. So this thing was made because of too much fucking, and therefore its purpose must be for fucking, right? That's the logic behind it.
Interesting.
It came from.
So they're saying deformity. You're saying evolution.
Oh, I'm evolution 100%. We're about to see a whole lot more of this flapper in the wild. So
this is like the orcas like teaching each other how to take out the sailboats. Pretty soon, all dolphins will have the shocker fins so that they
can, so they can finger bang humans or each other. Yeah,
it does. It expands their portfolio of moves 100%.
Yeah. So it's never been seen before on a cetacean, which is like whales, dolphins, porpoises. So they're actually these bones on the flippers that are arranged into human like hands encased in the soft tissue flipper, you know? This means that dolphins have thumbs, although they aren't as prominent as ours and are concealed by their flippers. So I guess unlike in humans whose fingers are fused into paddle shaped hands, this is all from the article, in the womb with cells that die off before we're born, these cells accumulate around the dolphin's forelimb bones to form flippers. Normally, dolphins develop their fingers within the flipper and no cells between the fingers die off. But this dolphin appears to be missing fingers and the tissue that would normally encase them. So the tissue that normally would hide these new finger, these new shocker flappers, is now disappearing because of evolution.
They're getting hands back. They're getting their hands back.
They're getting thumbs back. They're getting hands back. Yeah, exactly.
Whoa.
So it's the hook shaped thumb. There may have been some bones.
Changer, Wes, like, I mean, that guy's wife may actually leave him for a dolphin next time when she encounters one with the hands.
Listen, if a dolphin can grab you and fuck you, that's next level. Right now, they just kind of like thrust upon you and they can't hold on to you. But now they might be able to like pull your hair, like snap a bikini. They're evolving into big time. Yeah. Like human sex machines basically is what they're evolving into.
Wow.
Yeah. Pretty cool.
That is cool. No, it's super cool. I'm saddened for our friend, John McAfee, that he's not around to see it. Cause
McAfee would love this.
This would have been like, cutting edge, you know?
Yeah. They say that no cetaceans have mobile thumbs, but listen, you don't have to have a mobile thumb when you can swirl around in the water. It's not it's the motion of the ocean, as they say, right?
Literally, they say it. Yeah. So
yeah.
Dolphins are going to be pretty good at that. So,
right. Yeah. So look out. Don't go out if you're in the Gulf of Corinth.
You better.
Might get flapper fucked.
We could potentially communicate that once they have the hands, you know, it might become more important.
Yeah. I mean, I think all we need to do is we need to have some kind of a consent language developed between us and the dolphins at this point. Right. I think that's the most important language that we can develop is a consent language.
Do you think they'll abide by it?
No, not once we're in the water. What going into the water is like saying yes to a dolphin.
Yeah, 100%, right?
Yeah,
that's your consent.
Oh, which you came in? Oh, you got in, huh? Well, you're in my world now.
Yeah. It's going to get animalistic under there. So, yeah, I don't know what I think about that. I'm a little scared, but also excited at the same time. So,
yeah, it's good for them, you know.
Yes, it is good. All right. Let's move on. I'll tell you about the whales later. Okay. We're going to get back to cetaceans, as they say. But first, let's talk about this Vikingism bust. Okay. These Vikings. Well, Vikingism apparently is a practice of thinking you're a Viking. And Wes, I know we've talked Satanism and Nazism to death on this show. Mm-hmm. But do you know anything about Vikingism? Are you aware of what it is?
I imagine that the Liver King kind of would be someone who practices Vikingism,
right. Or like Brock Lesnar maybe, right.
Yep,
yeah. Mm-hmm. yeah but like light Vikingism. Well, anyways, mm-hmm. I don't know anything about it. It's worshiping the Norse gods, I guess. And I learned all about Vikingism from this article about a Louisiana woman with three husbands who was busted for keeping a sex slave in her Viking cult last week. So that's how the Vikings are getting their names out there these days.
Wait. Say that again. Three.
a Louisiana woman with three husbands who was busted for keeping a sex slave in her Viking cult last week.
Okay. Was one of the husbands a slave, or was it another male?
Another female.
Another female. Okay.
And she co-opted another female into this. Wes, Hannah Frisbee, that's her actual name, 29 years old. There she is. She was the leader of the Viking cult in West Monroe, Louisiana. And her three lackey husbands, Caleb Frisbee, 28. He's the guy with like the comb over and the droopy eyes. Justin Cowart, 26. He's the guy who looks like Grizzly Adams down there at 26 years old.
It's like kind of Amish, yeah.
Yeah, like an Amish guy. And then James Owens is another husband. He was not pictured, so I don't think he's been arrested yet. But also her uncle, Tommy Allen, 54, who looks like a retired biker.
Yeah.
How is he 54? That's some hard 54 years.
Yeah. Well, math and, you know, bikering.
Vikingism. Yeah. Anyways, it catches up with you. They've all been arrested, and they actually practice all three: Satanism, witchcraft, and Vikingism, all at the same time together. But as a cult, collectively, I think they want to be known as Vikings from inland Louisiana. So that's
they practice whatever she tells them to do in order to fuck the sex slave. That's what's going on here.
Wes, man, you diagnosed that so quickly just off of the photographs alone. Wes knew exactly what was going to happen in this entire story. I
mean, yeah. Pretty obvious they just want to get their hands on the sex slave.
Yeah, dude. So, as Wes alluded to, they got caught after an unnamed autistic woman they were keeping as a sex slave got her sister to contact the police. By when her sister finally came over to the house, she asked her, "How is Freddie?" And then that's the family's safety word. And so that's what she asked her sister when she finally came over for dinner on September 21st of this year. The victim also gave her sister a poem that read, quote, "Help me. They won't let me leave. They beat me every day like a slave." That was the poem she handed over in a note at dinner. And then so 2 hours after that, the dinner where the sister finally was able to come see her autistic sister being used as a sex slave at the house, the Wichita Parish Sheriff's Office was on the scene arresting everyone in the house except for, you know, the poor captive sex slave girl, of course.
They invited the sex slave sister over for dinner?
Well, Wes, it was because exactly like you said, the bus was for good reason, because Hannah Frisbee, right? She allegedly made the unnamed captive girl renounce her religion when she arrived at the Viking cult. She gave her a public hot bleach bath and scrub in front of all the husbands and whatever else to exorcise her evil spirits. And then she forced the sex slave to have sex with the three husbands and probably the uncle too, I'm guessing, whenever they wanted, on demand. And if the captive woman refused the sex from the husbands and the uncle, she was publicly sexually abused by Hannah Frisbee herself. And that's obviously a horrible, that's a pretty terrible existence.
Catch 22 situation.
Yeah. Yeah. The Vikings threatened to, or actually it's not clear, sacrificed a puppy in front of her. So they at a minimum held up a knife to the puppy's neck in front of her and said it was, you know, for the Norse gods because of her being such a bad girl or whatever. I'm not sure if they actually sacrificed it or not. And then they told her she needed to help them reproduce to move up the ranks of the Vikingism cult. But one day, Wes, as you called it, what do you think Hannah does when all the husbands and her uncle are all talking about how much they're loving that sex slave?
What do you think she does?
Yeah, what do you think she does? What's her reaction to that?
She might get a little jealous.
Everybody's loving the sex slave. Yeah, maybe she will, Wes. And one day, Hannah tried to break up with her sex slave. But the husbands then, Wes, refused to let it happen for obvious reasons. As you said earlier, this whole cult revolves around Hannah providing them with a sex slave. A little while later, you know, after the husbands were like, "No, we're keeping the sex slave. You can't let us get rid of her, Hannah.
This is the only thing we like about you."
Yeah. You got her over here. You tricked this autistic girl into becoming our sex slave. So
never had a sex slave. It's pretty cool.
Why are we going to give it up, Hannah? And then so, so after the husbands and the uncle demanded that, the girl was like, well, at least let me have my family visit me so they know I'm okay. Sister comes over one night for dinner. The inland Louisiana Viking crew is caught. And these four are all facing charges while they await trial in jail. So,
I mean, it's incredible that there wasn't just a mass murder. Looking at all of them, that the 54-year-old didn't kill them all and just take the sex slave for himself. Like,
right.
That was happening any day.
It was
any
a powder keg.
Yeah, it was a powder keg. Looking at those, it's amazing they were able to cohabitate for that long.
It's a good thing they got him when they did. Yeah, Hannah must rule with an iron fist because things didn't devolve into that level, but they were pretty bad. Taking it to the internet, I am David at on Twitter says, let's offer them to their gods. Yeah, I mean, like that. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure everybody feels that way.
God, so I'm so confused that the sister, I mean, the sister is almost should be held as responsible as Hannah because you just let your autistic sister be nowhere to be found.
Yeah. But by the time she found her 2 hours later, she got her out of the house. So the sister, the sister kind of saved her. Basically Hannah, it sounds like kind of predatorized.
What do you think was going on over there?
Well, they didn't know the she went to move in, you know, how many months before Hannah like found her online, kind of like, you know, took advantage of her and,
yeah, these people look nice. You should move in with them, autistic sister.
Oh, I'm sure the family didn't pre-check. They got worried after they had never heard from the autistic daughter for like months.
She's like, can you pass the Freddy? This Freddy is so hot.
Yeah, she's sweating. She's saying
Freddy a thousand times.
Yeah, just screaming Freddy.
Jesus, that's fucked up.
Yeah, well, real fucked up.
Are they facing life in prison? I mean, yeah, I mean, that's you know, Vikingism, that's Satanism, that's just a sick bunch of fuckers who had kidnapped an autistic person to fuck.
That's just their cover. They're fucked up, right? They don't, they're not necessarily,
they're not practicing anything. I don't think Vikingism people, purists would agree with anything they were doing in that house.
No, I think Brock Lesnar is pretty upset with them.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's not. Yeah. And that guy definitely practices at least a little bit of Vikingism. So,
yeah, for sure. He is a Viking. He's got the most Viking blood of anyone on earth.
Yeah. Have you seen his daughter? She's like modern day Viking queen. She could run one of the ships today. Yeah.
She could be Hannah in the next 10 years.
No. The Lesnars would not. That's what I'm saying. We can't let it be representative of all Vikings.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's fucked up. Jesus. Yeah. I mean, yeah. Sacrificing a puppy in front of an autistic person will really drive the fear into them. That'll do it.
Yeah, they'll ask for Freddy the next chance they get.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oof. All right. Will, do you know who this is from your time on Capitol Hill by chance?
Oh, I mean, it looks like every single senator or representative, but no, he's a balding white man in his 70s. 80s.
Yeah. 80. Yeah, he's 80. That's Senator Ben Cardin from Maryland. Okay. He's retiring this year. But the bummer for him is that even though in his, you know, he's been a senator since 2007. I think he had a political career before that. I didn't get too far in his Wikipedia, but he's been a senator since 2007. He helped preserve the Chesapeake Bay. He helped small businesses survive during the pandemic. He was a champion for women's and human rights around the world. But he's done many great things, he will unfortunately now be known most famously for having his legislative aide, 24-year-old, I don't even know how to say his name, Mais Chirapsky, this guy, film a gay sex tryst, as the media calls it, inside a Senate Judiciary hearing room.
This is the best.
Yeah, story. This is amazing. So. Here he is wearing his Rehoboth Beach shirt. We had another name for Rehoboth Beach in high school, which I won't repeat.
Right. Well, it makes sense. It adds up, right? If he loves Rehoboth, he's filming that video. That makes sense. Like, That adds up. Nobody's.
I'm going to play this video. It is blurred. I unfortunately clicked on an unblurred version earlier on the internet and got to see the whole shebang. But this is the video that was posted by the Daily Caller of yet to be confirmed individuals having.
Oh, it's confirmed. It's confirmed. They've been like let go. This guy's been let go.
Well, this guy's been let go, but they're not saying it was definitely who it was in the video.
Yeah, but the other guy's like a German guy. I don't even know if he works for anybody.
Yeah. He's been very let go because you can't do
it's him.
Here's the video. You can't do this in a Senate Judiciary hearing room. There's no sound. So
he's wearing a jock strap and he's getting his back blown out.
Yeah.
Right in front of the fucking
He's getting Will Smith'd.
Film in the Senate. Yeah. Film in the Senate video. Holy shit. They did the whole penetration and everything and then just panned straight over to the Senate screen. So apparently, Wes, the guy laying the pipe there, that's a German.
Okay.
A German man. And I don't know if he works anywhere in DC or what. And then the other guy, is he American or what? I mean, he works for that senator and
he's got a very un-American name, but I mean he's been around for a while because here's a picture of him in Joe Biden's 2020 campaign video. So he's been around for at least 3 years on Capitol Hill and around, you know, politics. And he was
did he explain, Wes, why did he thought he that was going to be all right to put that shit out on social media? Like,
so I don't know if the Daily Caller is the one who posted it. I don't know how they got a hold of it. I don't know if he himself posted it on like a private, like, like maybe homosexual, like, dating site or like whatever it was. But Daily Caller is the one that made it famous online. And so it's funny because they noted in the article that they're having this just full on anal sex right where Senators Amy Klobuchar and Chris Coons sat during a recent markup. So it's like where senators ask questions of people, where you might have seen the people asking questions to the Harvard and Penn, presidents. It's like a
hearing
like
room.
Did
he do it on Klobuchar's seat on purpose? Was he trying to like?
I don't know if there's any spite for Klobuchar. Or whatever. I think they just picked a corner and got the best of them. But yeah, they're full on just having sex, it's graphic, and like I said, the German guy's got quite a cock on him because I saw the unblurred version.
Yeah,
he's blown, like you said.
He's proud of it. I think his identity came out. He may have volunteered it. I think he actually just came out and was like, "Yeah, that's me. That's me."
Yeah, absolutely. The aide who has since been fired put this statement out. He said, quote, "This has been a difficult time for me as I have been attacked for who I love to pursue a political agenda. While some of my actions in the past have shown poor judgment, I love my job and would never disrespect my workplace. Well, I will be exploring what legal options are available to me in these matters." So if it's him, he's disrespecting his workplace in a big time. You know, he's fucking.
Yeah, you can't film a porn in your workplace. That's you're going to pretty much. You maybe could at Hard Factor. We could probably do it and get away with it.
Right.
But still, we'd have to answer some questions from everybody else. Like, hey, why'd you film a porn and then put it out on the feed, you know?
Right.
And then.
Yes. Why'd you do that?
It's going to be an awkward conversation even for us. And anything goes here. So, I love these ones right here. Like, fired for his act of love in the Senate by plate. Like,
give me
a
fucking break.
He was getting it was like a hardcore porn. It was not. There was nothing like sensual about it.
No, he's getting railed right in the ass in a Senate Judiciary room, and so they say that he may have gotten access to the room because the Senator Cardin, he was a temporary replacement for the late Senator Dianne Feinstein, her slot on the Senate Judiciary Committee earlier this year, which may have been how he had access to the Hart Senate office building room 216, which is where the tryst, which I think I love what they call the tryst. You never hear that unless it's like a gay thing. A tryst happened. And now they're saying he could be charged with trespassing. He could be charged with a bunch of other, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Just let him lose his job. Look, he filmed a porn at work. He's got to lose. That's it. Boom. Yeah. We're all done. We're done here.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's not it's not political. It's not that it's not because you're gay. It's because you put a video of you
hardcore porn at work.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hardcore porn. You filmed it at work. That's it. That's how
anyone would be fired for this.
Right.
A senator would lose their job for this.
So producer Eric says something very interesting. He says, I've seen a lot of joking about how George Santos leaked this, since a lot of articles state that the video was initially shared in a group chat for gay men in politics. So okay. Is it by George bringing down everybody after he's been burned, or?
Well, that would be fucked up if so.
That would be fucked up.
But yeah, I mean, the Daily Caller is the one that broke it, but poor Cardin. I mean, you know, this guy's retiring and now he's going to be known for having the legislative aide that filmed the porno. And
that's his legacy.
Yeah. It's his legacy.
His legacy is that guy. What's his
top
name?
Of Wikipedia? Something Trzodrowski.
Trzodrowski. That's the whole legacy of Senator Card right there is Trzodrowski. That's all anybody's going to remember.
Yeah.
Pretty fun. Trzodrowski in his Rehoboth Beach shirt.
Just kidding. Right. I mean, when I first saw the video, I just started dying because I couldn't believe. I mean, there's this dick just fucking this guy in the ass in the Senate, and then he pans to the seal.
Pans to the office. Like, what? It's like, okay, I'm just documenting this crime. Yeah. It's crazy. It's
a giant, well lit room, and they're just banging.
That's ballsy too. Think about that, Wes. Somebody could have walked in. It's a huge room. There's like 80 doors on that room.
Oh, it's huge room.
Yeah.
They're just in these one corner of it on the desk.
It's just going to town.
I was dying. It was awesome.
That's amazing. Wes, did you have any business we need to talk about before?
Oh, yeah. Shit, I do.
Moving along to the...
Sorry. We need to talk about Babbel.
Yeah.
What do you call a person that speaks three languages, Will?
Trilingual. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Impressive.
And someone who speaks two?
Bilingual.
Someone who speaks one?
Not as impressive. Not as impressive of a person.
Probably you listening right now, an American who only speaks one language. Oof. Only 22% of Americans speak a language other than English at home. Start learning a new language this fall and be the exception, not the rule. Mm-hmm. Because with Babbel, you start speaking a new language in just 3 weeks. So, and I'll tell you, you know, I wish that I was able to speak another language fluently. The doors that it opens, not only personally, career-wise, are priceless, quite frankly.
Right now, Mandarin, Spanish, English, all worth their weight in gold.
Yep, you know? Absolutely. So this fall, you can start speaking a new language with Babbel. Instead of paying hundreds of dollars for a private tutor or fooling yourself with language apps that are little more than games, Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are designed by over 150 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. So you got a trip coming up. Maybe you're going to France. Hop on Babbel, and you will have a much better time in France just learning some basic, get around town words, you know, and you'll be respected. People respect when you try to learn their language. It opens up doors. You might find yourself getting some free food because, hey, here's an American who just didn't come over here with his stupid English and didn't try to learn anything.
Right.
Now they respect you.
You're less pig-headed automatically by default.
That's right. Absolutely. So, even though we saved them, they should appreciate us forever. So here's a special limited time deal for our listeners to get you started right now. Get 55% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/factor. Get 55% off at babbel.com/factor, spelled B-A-B-B-E-L.com/factor. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Mm. Do it though. Babbel's amazing. It's got this perfect little quiz thing. It's a great way to learn a language. Very useful. All right, real quick, a couple ones here. On a recent appearance on Spike Lee's Directors on Directors. That's such a Spike Lee title. Directors on Directors. That's his new thing on Variety. Bradley Cooper went on there and admitted that when he's in control of the movie set, there are absolutely no chairs allowed on set at all. Zero chairs on the whole set. Except for probably in the trailers, is my guess. This is what he said, Wes. He goes, there's no chairs on set. I've always hated chairs. And I feel like your energy dips the minute you sit down in the chair. So an apple box is a very nice way to sit and everybody's together. Apple box is
cool. Hard wooden box.
For the whole set. On his movies, probably like over 100 people, right?
Yeah. He is right. Listen, I've worked on shows with long, like, you know, the filming for long hours. And the second you eat lunch and the second you sit down, you're ready for a nap. Your energy does dip. But you also would hate to not have that fucking rest time to sit and chill out for a minute. Like you'd resent the fuck out of the person that was saying no sit.
So, Wes, another thing about that is that Bradley Cooper, you know, he's famously an actor and a director. He has a trailer with chairs in it.
With couches and beds, probably.
Yeah, with a whole bed where he can go take an entire sleep. Apparently, Chris Nolan does the same thing as confirmed by Anne Hathaway and Robert Downey Jr. I'm with like the pro chair crowd. Like Wes says, I've worked on sets before. Just leave the fucking chair rest area way far away from set so that a gaffer doesn't have to stand on his feet for 20 hours in a row. I mean, it's unbelievable that he has absolutely no chairs. Like sometimes, you know, on movies, you can shoot for 12 plus hours, no problem. And some of these people like maintaining the set, for them to not be able to sit down for that entire time, that's insane.
Is he going to do that to like Al Pacino on his set? I doubt
it. No, because that guy has a trailer. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, if this is just punishes the crew, it's horrible.
Okay. Yeah. So if you're high enough on the hierarchy to have a trailer, this doesn't apply to you.
You got like Cooper and all the other actors and shit. Like, Jesus. I mean, obviously,
this calls for a strike of Bradley Cooper movies. It just does.
It's pretty bad. He did the nose too right before this, Wes. He's in trouble. Yeah. He's in trouble. You got anything else we need to go over today?
No, I can save. I've got one, but I think it needs a little more in depth talk. It's a long one. I can save it for tomorrow. It's all about resurrecting the dead through AI. So it'll be interesting. It'll be interesting for tomorrow.
Fantastic. I'll save the rest of mine too and close up real quick here. Andy Mick says, is that Fanta orange? It's bleached.
Nope. No, he's asking about my the drink I'm drinking. It's Gatorade Zero. So no, I'm not pounding Fanta. It's orange Gatorade Zero.
Well, delicious either way. This one is about my beard. R. Silva says your beard's great. You've upgraded to super cyan. I don't know what that means. Thank you.
That's awesome. I think that's a Pokemon reference, maybe. Super Saiyan. Eric, can you confirm that?
Love it. If I'm a Pokemon, that's great because Pokemon trend all the time. And that's what we're trying to do is grow this show. Okay. So tell people about Hard Factor. Text them the show if you enjoy it. A couple quick ones. I remember I told you I'd tell you about the whales. SETI is working with UC Davis and the Alaska Whale Foundation to be able to talk with whales. They actually had a conversation with the humpback for the first time. They're doing it, preparing to talk to aliens. So that's pretty cool, right? Just wanted to get the cetacean news out today. Sorry.
You would think that probably aliens can talk to whales already. So,
right.
You know,
it's a good start, right?
Yeah, it is. Maybe we can tell the whales. Oh, Dragon Ball Z is the Saiyan. I'm sorry. Goku.
Goku. I'm going full Goku, baby. Dad Ash calls us boomers. Yeah, I get it. Whatever, Dad Ash. We are boomers. Well, we're elder millennials, okay? Zoomers. And then also, this will just be stale by tomorrow. Liv Morgan, you know her, Wes. She's hot. She's in the WWE.
Yeah, I know her now.
Yeah, well, she got caught with weed in her car last week. And a lot of people are saying maybe it's not hers. Maybe a friend's left it there. But it left us with this sexy mugshot. So
whoa,
enjoy.
That's a yeah. That's just looks like a headshot.
It's enhanced a little bit, but that's the okay. mugshot. And
I was gonna say
it's enhanced a little bit from Photoshop. I will mm-hmm. say that, but that is basically the mugshot. It's an enhanced version of the mugshot. So
wow. Okay.
So really not bad for her career. Because that let mugshot go. Out of a minor misdemeanor, marijuana. And that's going to do it for Hard Factor today. Thank you so much for listening. Like I said, we're trying to grow this show in 2024. We're back on Spotify video. Help us out. Share the show if you like it. But most importantly, get out there and have yourselves a great fucking day.
Yeah. No, say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Okay. Now get out of here. Well, that's
right
now.
That's a little
now.
Rough, right?
No. See you later.